to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are working together to improve our financial IQs. Total Wealth Academy is a investing platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We are a coaching and consulting program for people who have never owned rental real estate before, all the way to people who join up who already have 5,000 apartments. And all we're doing is simply teaching what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. You know, not that they don't want to, they just can't because they've never been wealthy, so they don't know how to be wealthy. Whereas the rich are teaching their kids exactly how they got wealthy, allowing their kids to get wealthy if they're wise enough to listen. Today's show, I want to talk about property locating in an upmarket like we're in today. But the principles I'm going to share with you work in any market. It's just much easier in a down market or in a more balanced market than it is in today's market. But this formula was set up actually in a down market. This was the, I guess it was the late 80s, early 90s, when there were a lot of challenges different than there are today, but there were challenges. And the reason I hesitated there is because, you know, there's always challenges, always. You know, people have a tendency to think, man, when I make a lot of money, all my troubles are going to go away. They do not. You get a higher grade of problem. You ride to your problems in a Ferrari, but you still have problems. There are challenges in any market, including the down market. Even though by definition, it's easier to find steal deals in a down market. But what this comes down to is locating investment property. And we're really talking single family today. And building a portfolio of single family rentals requires you to have multiple sources for finding deals. One of those sources is realtors. Now, a lot of you are immediately getting negative on working with realtors. You may have had a bad experience with a realtor. You may think realtors are lazy. You may think they don't care. And bear with me, you're right. Realtors are lazy. Realtors, most of them don't know what they're doing. Realtors don't care, but it's not because they're realtors. What we just described is the average human being. See, I love realtors. And I hate realtors. Take it one step further to wholesalers. I love wholesalers. And I hate wholesalers. And this all comes back to the 80-20 rule, Pareto's rule, that 80% of the results in life flow from the top 20% of the people. So those of you who don't think you like realtors, I'm going to ask you to keep an open mind. I'm not sure how many realtors there are, but you know, 20 years ago, there were 100,000 realtors in greater Houston. I'm sure it's 120, 130 now. 20% of them know what they're doing. The other 80% don't. Is it not possible that you were dealing with the 80% when you got a bad taste in your mouth from working with realtors? It's extremely possible. There's four times as many of them. But I'm telling you, realtors are amazing. A good realtor is amazing. They have mad skills. They are a tremendously valuable part of your team. But not if you cultivate a group of the 80%. You've got to cultivate a group of who? The top 20%. And by the way, there's an additional rule. It's actually the top 20% of the top 20% that get even more results than the rest of the top 20%. That means the top 4% of realtors are getting all the results. They are gods and goddesses. They kill it. They make money. They help investors. They help homeowners. They change people's lives. The problem comes down to how people deal with realtors and a lack of understanding as to what a realtor does, how they get paid, the difference between a listing and a selling agent. And it gets confusing because sometimes the listing agent is the selling agent. So, and then you've got the seller, you've got the buyer, listing agent, selling agent, broker. There's all kinds of things that get people confused about how the system works. And I want to help you understand it, because what I'm about to tell you is the secret, one of the secrets of my success. I took a course by a guy named Carlton Sheets. So I'm sure almost everybody's heard of him. He's been on late night TV doing infomercials for 30 or 40 years. But he was at a live event and he said, you need multiple real estate agents to work with you. Well, that shocked me because I thought, well, one real estate agent can patrol MLS, so you only need one realtor. And his point was, no, because great deals don't make it to MLS. Some good deals do, but great deals don't. When we come back from the break, I'll explain to you why I have 24 real estate agents on my team, how I build credibility with them, and how I get them paid twice as much to sell to me as anybody else, just about anybody else. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we are talking about working with some amazing people, realtors. You know, and what I said at the beginning is that a lot of people, you know, they turn up their noses, they're this, they get bent out of shape when I talk about realtors. talking about dealing with realtors because they had some bad experience in the past dealing with one, or they've heard rumors or whatever. I'm telling you that realtors are a extremely important part of your team. And if you find the right ones and you treat them with respect, they can be life-changing team members. I had one guy, his name was Kelly, find me probably 10 different little apartment complexes, maybe more. If he hadn't been on my team, you know, I could subtract those from my life history and it would have changed everything. So here's the first problem. Now, this is going to sound like a weird way to get to the problem, but let's switch to dating for a moment. How many of you have ever dated a crazy guy or girl? Just about everybody, right? Crazy. I mean, just loony. That was them. Okay? How many of you have dated a crazy person, guy or gal, more than once? A lot of people. A lot of people. Almost everyone. That's you. You're the crazy one. One, yeah, that's them. Two, you better start looking at yourself. If you've dated three crazy people, that's because you're crazy. Here's why. You only attract people as crazy as you are. You only attract people as crazy as you are. If you're messed up in the head, you think some squared away person is going to date you? They're not. They're going to see who you are. Remember, who you are speaks so loudly they can't hear what you say. While you're bragging about yourself and telling them how great you are, they see right through it. They see right through it. It's the same with realtors. If you attract bad realtors over and over and over and over again, guess what? That's you. You have to understand that in business, the same rule applies. You only attract people as crazy as you are. If you're greedy, you're going to attract other greedy people. If you're lazy, you're going to attract other lazy people. It fits all the way down the line. And many people will say to me, you know, I've tried to work with realtors. It didn't work out. I never could find a good one. Or people say that about employees too. I love that. I can't find good employees. I don't seem to have any problem. It's you. And you have to become more. You have to be more professional, more honest, more focused on their needs. Yes, their needs, than you are on your own. And you have to stay in the win-win mentality. So the first mistake that people make when they talk to agents is they have a tendency to one-night stand them. And what I mean by that is imagine me walking into a bar, throwing my Ferrari keys on the bar next to a beautiful girl, ordering the most expensive vodka or champagne or whatever, and then proceeding to tell her I'm rich, I'm a stud, I make love all night, I'm a god. What type of woman's going to fall for that? The crazy one. The sensible, squared away woman is looking at me going, wow, what a pompous ass. And she's running away. So it was my behavior that scared off the right woman. It's the same thing with realtors. You guys call them up and you go, I got a lot of money. I'm going to buy everything you can find me. I want to build a huge portfolio. What did you just do to them? What you're doing is you're trying to use greed to leverage yourself into their life. You're trying to entice them with the promise of making lots of money to get them on your team. The exact opposite is what you should do. Here's the script that I use when I first contact a real estate agent. I say, hey, my name is Steve, and I'm looking to build a small single family portfolio. I'm relatively new at the game. I have done a few deals, but I'm looking to add single family homes, 150 to 250 ARV, that need a lot of repairs. Stuff that you can't sell to an owner occupant because it's just so beat up. In fact, you're probably not even getting a listing on it. There's no reason for you to get a listing on it because you don't have anybody that can buy it. Well, now you do. I can pay cash or I can use hard money to purchase these homes that are in need of major repairs. Do you ever come across deals like that? Now, there's my whole sales pitch. You notice that I didn't try to entice them, overpromise them. It's just a matter of fact, step-by-step process to get through to the right realtors. Don't pretend you're something you're not. You know, people, every set of books and CDs I ever bought literally said to lie to your agents. Tell them you're rich. Tell them you're going to buy 20 houses this year. Don't do that. The first reason you don't do it is what? It's a lie. If you start off your relationship with your realtors lying to them, they are going to find out sooner or later. And then where's your credibility? It's gone. And it is really hard to rebuild it after getting caught in a lie like that. If the agent says yes, it's usually something like this. They'll say, yeah, you know, I come across a beat up house once in a while, but I don't list them because they won't qualify for a mortgage. And then that's when I interject again. Well, now you do want to list them. Get that contract signed, bring it to me, and I will buy those houses from you, either cash or hard money. Now, if you can't do cash, don't bring up the cash, just say hard money. The hard money loan will allow you to buy a house because the hard money loan includes the rehab money. So the hard money lender loves it when the house is beat up. That's how they make their money, by loaning you the money to purchase it and to rehab it. The agent's then going to say something like, well, I don't come across them a lot, but yeah, let me take your name and number down. I have a couple of other investors I work with too. No problem. Here's my name, contact information. Then get their email. Because you're going to have to build credibility with these agents after you cultivate a group of 24 or more of them. And one of the best ways is by emailing them on a monthly basis, just reminding them that you're there, letting them know you're still looking for deals. I also called. This was, of course, before email. But I still think that a call on a quarterly basis is important. That where they hear your tonality, they know you're sincere, you followed up with them. Email once a month, phone them no less than once a quarter. And at the beginning, when you first start, you want to call them once a month and email them once a month. The reason is, and I hope that this makes sense to you, out of sight, out of mind. These poor realtors, get so many phone calls from unqualified, bogus people pretending they're real estate investors. They don't know if you're real or not. That's why you want to build credibility with them by constantly being in front of them politely. Don't get on their nerves, but get in front of them and remind them that you're there. If you knew how many times at the beginning I would call an agent and they'd go, "Oh, dang it, Steve, I just sold a house you would have loved, but I forgot about you." It's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, if they forget you once, they won't forget you again if you called them. All right, we'll talk more about building credibility with agents when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'll also explain exactly what a listing is. I'm not sure, based off of an email I just got, if you guys understand what getting a listing agreement means. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about working with real estate agents. And the main theme is you need about 20, 24 of them to find you deals effectively, especially in the upmarket. One person patrolling MLS is not enough. The reason is that great deals don't make it to MLS. The agent has 24 hours before they put it on MLS. If they put a great deal on MLS, it's going to sell almost instantly, and they end up having to split the commission with another agent. But if during that 24 hours before they put it on MLS, they have a list of friends, relatives, investors, they call that list. If they sell it to a person on that list, guess what? They get double the commission because of the listing and the selling agent. They get all 6% of the commission, whereas, again, if they had put it on MLS and another agent had sold it, they would have only gotten half or 3%. You want to put yourself in that position with 24 agents that know you by name, know what you're looking for, have your pre-approval letter, and know you're ready to go. So let's talk about the listing for a moment. If you're getting ready to sell your home and you invite a realtor over to your home and you decide to let that realtor sell your home, the agreement that you sign with that realtor is called the listing agreement. That's all a listing agreement is. And you agree, as a rule, to pay 6% of the sale price to that agent. They get all 6% if they find the buyer. They only get 3% if another agent finds the buyer. This is where it gets confusing. The agent that came to your home and signed the listing agreement with you is the listing agent. Nothing can change. That they are locked in as the listing agreement, as the listing agent. But they can also sell it, finding a buyer, making them the selling agent as well. If they don't find a buyer and another agent does, then that agent is the selling agent. But it doesn't change the fact that that original agent is the listing agent. But you want your listing agent to also be the selling agent, so they get all 6% of the commission. Now, some brokers out there are very fear-based, and they're like, I don't want that. I require my agents to require my buyers to have their own agent. That is ludicrous, waste of time, fear-based garbage. All you have to do is get your buyer, me, to sign an agreement saying, look, this agent doesn't represent me. I represent myself. That way, that agent can get all 6% of the commission and not have to worry about any legal repercussions from doing that. Me coming back and saying you didn't represent me well or something like that. So watch out for these poor agents who have a fear-based broker who's afraid of that. You know, offer to sign that agreement. If they won't, then let them go. Remember, there's 120,000, 130,000 agents. You don't need to be desperate and hold on to any one in particular. So that's the listing agent and how to get your agent paid twice as much to sell to you. Because when they sell to you, they're not only the listing agent, they're also the selling agent. So they get both sides of the commission, all 6%. Remember, I know I'm breezing through this. If you have any questions, fire me an email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, the next thing that we do to build credibility with the agents is quick response time. Quick response time. So the first thing, we're contacting them no less than once a month to remind them that we're there, refresh their memory for what we're looking for. Then when they do bring you a deal, you need to get back with them really within about 5 to 15 minutes and tell them whether you want to write an offer on the deal. And the way you do that is by subscribing to an online comparable sales service such as our tool, which is homeinvestortool.com. Homeinvestortool.com. So what happens is I've called my 24 agents for 3 months. Finally, one of them brings me a deal. They tell me about it, email me the details. I hang up the phone and pull up homeinvestortool.com. What I'm doing is verifying the after repaired value. I'm running the comparable sales, finding out exactly what that home is worth. And it doesn't even take 5 minutes. Then I'm back to the email, going through all the pictures, making a quick assessment of what the rehab is probably going to cost. I'm going to go high because I'm guessing. I'm looking at pictures. I'm going to go high. I'm going to put this into a spreadsheet, which takes me about another 5 minutes, called the Sandbox. The Sandbox is for members of Total Wealth Academy only, but it's basically you fill out one column and it self-populates 6 other columns. Tells you the cash on cash rate of return, the flip rate of return, your equity capture, everything you need to analyze that deal. Boom, 5 minutes, you're done. You're calling the agent and saying, look, I ran the ARV. You said it was worth 410. I think it's worth about 410 as well. I think the rehab, your rehab was 30 grand. I think that rehab's going to be closer to 50. I'd still like to write an offer, and here it is. Please write it up and send it over to me. If you call them every single month, and if every time they call you with a deal, you reply within 15 minutes and either write an offer or explain to them why you're not interested with legitimate reasons, Who are they going to call first every time from that point forward? You. Credibility. It's not through a big long phone call where you tell them how great you are. It's through multiple contacts, quick response, and then when you close your first deal with an agent, where's your credibility then? Through the roof. Through the roof. And they are going to be calling you first every time. Another point, make sure your agent gets paid. I read multiple books that said, use tactics like this. As horrible as this is what I was told to do. Wait till 24 hours before closing. Call the agent. Tell them you don't have enough money to close. If they would come off $2,000 of their commission, you can close the deal. The funny thing is, they're probably going to do it. But will they ever call you again with a deal? No. Do not rip off your real estate agents. I mentioned this earlier. They have mad skills to sit down, talk somebody into letting them sell their property, to get it on MLS, to get it marketed. These agents are great at what they do. Again, if you've got that top 20 or top 4%, they're incredible at what they do, and they deserve their money. But get them paid so they call you first every single time, and do not rip off the agents. Now, every time you do a deal, I know you can figure this one out. What should you do? Email that deal to the other 23 agents. Here's why. Of the 24 agents you've lined up, half of them don't believe you're real, maybe more. But if a couple of months after talking to you, they get a deal and a closing statement showing that you did do the deal, you've built credibility. The other thing that it does is it educates poorly educated realtors. See, the sad thing about realtors is the educational system that they have in place only teaches them how to sell other people's real estate. And then they have to rely on the broker to teach them how to sell and things like that. And a lot of the brokers, they say, yeah, if you come on, sign under me, I'm going to mentor you, I'm going to take care of you. But they don't. You know, they're too busy selling their own real estate and whatever else they do. So a lot of the agents don't get a lot of attention. They're not trained well. When you start emailing them deals and they see the deals, they're smart. They're going to go, holy Toledo, I see exactly what this guy's looking for. So the next time they see it, they call you. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking today about locating profitable deals and how realtors can help you find them. Warning, some realtors won't want to deal with you at all. They just are negged out on investors, just like some people are negged out on realtors. It's no big deal. Just let them go. You know, just pick up the phone and call the next one. And people always ask me how to find a list of realtors to call. HAR is a great source, HAR.com. And I didn't know that they still had this until I tripped on one on my front porch. It's a thing called the Yellow Pages. Did you know that was still there? Crazy. Now, my strategy going back 25, 30 years, I found the neighborhoods. Back then I was buying anywhere from probably about $100,000 to $150,000 homes. I would find those neighborhoods and go patrol those neighborhoods, writing down the phone number of every for sale sign that I saw. See, those for sale signs, those are the listing agents as a rule. So I would get, you know, maybe 100 out of the big subdivisions I was looking at, and I'd call through that 100 and end up with 10 or 15. Yeah, I guess I better tell you this. Here's a warning. This is hard work. What I'm telling you about is hard work. You'll have to call about 200 agents to find 24 good ones. About 200. So I used a combination of the Yellow Pages and driving through the neighborhoods to come up with my group of 24 agents. You can get a list at har.com. You can get a list, again, from the Yellow Pages. There's also sources on the internet. But just start calling. Use that little script I talked about. Get 24 of them on your team. Let them know that you can close deals that they couldn't close without you. That's probably the most important takeaway from today's show, is making sure that you understand that these real estate agents are walking away from deals because there's too much damage. They won't qualify for a conventional loan, so they don't even bother getting the listing. Well, after you talk to them, they can now sign a listing agreement on those beat up homes because you can finance them or pay cash. And you got to put yourself in that position with 24 agents if you're going to find deals on a regular basis. Then, as I mentioned, email and call them once a month for the first 3 or 4 months. Then email them every month and make a phone call at least once a quarter. Because out of sight, out of mind, they're going to forget about you. You've got to be in their face at all times, politely, respectfully. Oh, let me also warn you. I kind of mentioned it. People think, well, I'm going to build credibility with this agent by keeping him on the phone for 30 minutes telling him how great I am. Don't do that. Do not do that. Realtors are salespeople. To feed their family, they need to be doing what? Selling, not chit-chatting with you. Make your calls to the point, professional, succinct, and get off the phone. It does not take 30 minutes. It literally takes sometimes a minute, 2 minute phone call, and let them get back to work feeding their family and selling their homes. Keep a deep respect. Once you cultivate these 24 agents, keep a deep respect for their time and their professionalism. Because once you have a group of 24 good ones, man, it's life changing. They're going to find you deals faster than you can do them. Now, there's other sources, of course. And do I let one agent patrol MLS? Yes. Pick one of the 24 and let them patrol MLS. Because like I said, good deals do make it to MLS. Great deals generally don't, because they're sold before they're ever put on MLS. But good deals do make it. So let one of your agents patrol MLS. If you don't want to do that, you can actually go to har.com and set it up to send you any deal that comes up that fits your parameters. It's an amazing tool. You literally wake up in the morning and any deal that fits what you're trying to buy will be in your email box. Pretty powerful. So don't be too harsh on real estate agents. Understand the 80-20 rule. 80% of them really aren't very good. 20% of them are really good. And the top 4% are great. And if you get to that top 20%, you're going to find deals. But you've got to do that follow through, contacting them no less than once a month and on the phone at least once a quarter. Trying to think if there's anything I left out. If you've got a question about dealing with agents, now is the time to call. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Give me a call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, I guess I can tell you a quick story. This was a really wonderful agent, but she ended up getting out of it for some reason. I can't remember what it was, but boy, she was good. I mean, she could sell. She could make you feel like you were the most important person in the world. She was just dynamite. Well, I called her, and I could tell from her tonality, she just thought I was some quack, you know, supposed investor. Plus, I was only 27, 28. So she thinks I'm this dumb kid, thinks I'm going to be an investor, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't take me very seriously. She describes a deal and goes, yeah, I just passed up on one of those, a deal that like you're talking about, but yeah, I'll go check and see if it's still available. Well, months passed. You know, I called her a couple times. Nothing. Months passed. I swear to you, this is what she said to me. She calls me up and she goes, okay, Steve, you've called me every month for 3 months. I went back to that house finally and got a listing agreement on it. Here it is. Now, what was she really saying with that tonality? You know exactly what she was saying. She's saying, if you're real, let's find out if you're real, buddy. Let's find out if you're real. And fortunately, I was able to write an offer, get the property under contract, and do the deal. And she actually told me, she goes, I didn't believe a word you said. I had no idea you were actually going to close a deal. So keep that in mind. The first time you contact these agents, they just think you're some quack with a set of books and CDs or something like that. Be patient with them. Let them think that. But when they hear you call back month after month after month and you start sending them copies of the closing statements of deals you've done, man, they flip-flop. And the next thing you know, you've got an incredible team of people finding you deals. Think of it like this. Right now, while I'm chatting with you here on the air, I'm 24 people looking for real estate deals. If I go to Europe for a month, I'm still 24 people in the United States looking for deals. I was literally in Mexico one time when an agent called me. I want to say it was a 300 unit. I was in Mexico and wrote the offer, faxed it back to the United States, and got a 300 unit apartment complex under contract while I was on vacation. This is the power of leverage. These agents are leverage, just like you're leverage for them. And it's a win-win situation. So, in a nutshell, don't pretend you're something you're not. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you're looking for. Don't waste their time on the phone. After you cultivate your 24 agents, treat them with the highest of respect, because they're great people. And what was the, I had one more point. Yeah, just take, bottom line, take care of them. Oh, I know what it was. Make sure they get paid. Make sure they get all 6% of the commission. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.